The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We welcome you to worship this day, this special worship service of lessons and carols. We're glad for you hearty souls who made it, and we're glad all of the people in our ensembles were able to be with us today. Please join us for coffee in the fellowship hall immediately following the service, and everyone, let us know of your presence by signing the pew registers in the center sections of the pews and send them over to the windows and back and up around the balcony. You'll find them too if you would hand those around. There are extra wreaths available on a first-come basis. While they last, you can purchase one for $12.50 during the coffee hour in the fellowship hall. Next Sunday, plan on coming a little bit earlier because at 10 after 10, we will be caroled by the Sunday school department. And so they'll be up in the balcony and that's inside the sanctuary, by the way. We used to do it outside, but now it's inside the sanctuary, and that is at 10 after 10. Thank you to the deacons who did such a wonderful job of setting up the poinsettias, and thanks to all of you who purchased them, and the list is in the bulletin in memory or in honor of people. The Christmas joy offering will be taken on Christmas Eve. And there are three services. There's the 5 o'clock service for children of all ages. Bring a bell. That is a lot of fun. Then there is an 8 o'clock family service at which I will be preaching. And then there is an 11 o'clock candlelight communion service at which Reverend Suzanne Schaefer Coates will be preaching. There's also a 4 o'clock service if you want to get 4 o'clock service at Meadow Lakes. That is a lessons and carols there as well. I think that's all the announcements I need to make. And so, yes. I invite the children now to come down and join me in the front of here, and so we can watch the lighting of the Advent candles. And if you can read, bring a bulletin with you, and you can follow along in the bulletin. Peace, family. Thanks for coming.
Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
God is making the final preparation for an amazing thing. This is the advent of the long-awaited Messiah, the bringer of hope, the Prince of Peace, our leader of love.
We celebrate the coming of Christ with the lighting of Advent candles.
At first there was the frail light of a candle called hope, daring to pierce the darkness of despair and sin.
Today we light the candle of love. No other word so adequately captures the spirit and goal of our faith. No other word so beautifully describes what we know of God.
God so loved the world that he gave his only son. A savior was made in the form of a baby who was born so that we might know God's love.
Thank you.
Please be seated and let us pray the bidding prayer as you'll find it printed in the bulletin. The bold print is for all of us. Beloved in Christ, be it at this Christmastide our care and delight to hear again the message of the angels, and in heart and mind to go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is to come to pass, and the babe lying in a manger. Therefore, let us read and mark in Holy Scripture the tale of the loving purposes of God and the glorious redemption brought us by this holy child. But first, let us pray for the needs of the whole world, for peace on earth and goodwill among all his people, for unity and brotherhood within the church he came to build, and especially in this our congregation. And because this would rejoice his heart, let us remember in his name the poor and helpless, the cold, the hungry, and the oppressed, the sick and them that mourn, the lonely and unloved, the aged and the little children, all those who know not the Lord Jesus, or who love him not, or who by sin have grieved his heart of love. Lastly, let us remember before God all those who rejoice with us, but on another pray or are one. These prayers and praises let us humbly offer up to the throne of heaven in the words which Christ himself hath taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary. For thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Thank you.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. This taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Sleeping soundly, you're the one born to all.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping their watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary, and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Shepherds, run and hurry to Bethlehem. Run, see the baby lying in a manger. Run, shepherds, run and hurry to Bethlehem. Born today is Christ the Lord. Run, shepherds, run and hurry to Bethlehem. Run, see the baby lying in a manger. Run, shepherds, run and hurry to Bethlehem. Run and hurry to Bethlehem. Born today is Christ the Lord.
We'll ask the ushers to come forward now.
We waited all through the year for the day to appear when we could be together in harmony. There's something about Christmas time, something about Christmas time that makes you wish it was Christmas every day. See the joy in the children's eyes, the way that the old folks smile says that Christmas will never go away. We're all as one tonight. Makes no difference if we're black or white. 'Cause we could link together in harmony. I know it's not too late. The world could be a better place if we could keep the spirit more than one day in the year. Send a message loud and clear. There's something about Christmas time, something about Christmas time that makes you wish it was Christmas every day. To see the joy in the children's eyes, the way that the old folks smile says that Christmas will never go away. It's the time of year when everyone's together. We'll celebrate here on Christmas Day when the ones you love are there. You can feel the magic in the air. You know it's everywhere. There's something about Christmas time. Something about Christmas time. There's something about Christmas time, something about Christmas time that makes you wish it was Christmas every day. To see the joy in the children's eyes, the way that the old folks smile says that Christmas will never go away. Please tell me Christmas will never go away.
Let us pray. Lord our God, as we make a joyful noise unto you in the wonderful music of this season, we do so as an offering of love, and in these gifts that we bring before you now, we give our very selves to you also as an offering of love. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. When he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way.
family to pray to every day. He blessed us with this family. They will show us the way.
There's Jesus, Mary, Joseph, the son, the mom, the dad, the most important family the world has ever had.
God has sent us his one and only Son, born to Joseph and Mary. Jesus is the Holy One. God gave us a family, one of our very own, known as the Holy Family, so this world is not alone.
There's Jesus, Mary, Joseph, the son, the mom, the dad, the most important family the world has ever had.
Together
beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace.
Thank you.
Thanks to our narrator, our directors, and our ensembles, and I think it would be appropriate for us to show them our appreciation. Now go in peace to love and serve the Lord, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with our spirits. Amen. Yeah.